Okay, so we have these words right after Mechira Egel in Parshas Kisisa. In Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Chavav, famous words from Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi LaHashem Elai. Vayamod Moshe Bishar HaMachana Vayomer, Mi LaHashem Elai, V'yei Asu Elav Kol B'nei Levi. So he gets up and he says, who's with me? Mm-hmm. And only, who stepped up? Only Shevet Levi. So, a couple different varlach on this. First of all, there's an awesome piece in Rav Schwab Sefer Al HaTorah. He tells a story that a while back he was in Radin for a Shabbos. And he spent the Shabbos by the Chafetz Chaim. And when you think of the Chafetz Chaim, you think of a malach of a man, an incredibly angelic person, big tzaddik. But it's almost funny the way he writes it. He says, the Chafetz Chaim turns to him and says, you know, maybe you heard, I'm a Kohen. So he says, Aniti Ken. Yeah, I heard you're a Kohen. And he says, are you a Kohen? He says, no. Levi? Rav Schwab says, no. Chaval. Sometimes it's chaval. Like, what? He says, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash comes, everyone's going to want to not just go see it, but people are going to want to serve and be ovate in the Beis HaMikdash. But a Zarakari, a stranger, a non-Kohen who comes close, is going to be killed. You can't come close. Only Kohen or Levi. And he says, you know why I can go in? You know why I'm a Kohen? So Shaw says, because your father was. He says, no. Because years and years ago, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mila Hashem Elai, my Alta Zeta stood up. One person can do one thing, and it can impact the Dore Doros of Jews.
Wouldn't that make more sense for why he would be Levi and not necessarily a Kohen?
Like, I'm saying Shevet Levi, Bechlal.
Right.
But his point is, and Rav Schwab would say this Maisa all over, apparently all the time, because he wanted people to know that one person can have such an incredible impact. Rabbi Robinson, I think last Shabbat, spoke in shul in Rogers Park, and he told this idea, not from the Chafetz Chaim, but he was talking about the impact of one individual. And he was talking about, if it's true for, we were just talking about Corona a little bit ago, if it's true how it started from one guy in China. So we know Mida Tova Meruba. If it's true for the bad, it's even more so for the good. One act of chesed, one act of ma'asim tovim, one, you know, tefillah. You never know how that can impact dore doros of people. So that's idea number one from Mila Hashem Elai. The second idea, it's really two vartlach, but they're kind of linked. And it's the following. One's from the Tziv and one's from the Chassam Sofer. And the Tziv points out something awesome. He says, what's Mila Hashem Elai? Right, what question did you just ask a moment ago?
It was, why would God kill all of Bnei Israel if only 3,000.
Right, very good, right? Because we see in Pasuk, what was it? We said Pasuk Lamed, Pasuk Chofres, just two or three Pasukim later. So, V'yasu B'nei Levi K'dvar Moshe, V'yipo Min Ha'am B'yomahu K'shloshes Alfei Ish. There's about 3,000 people. And Hashem was ready to wipe out all of Bnei Israel. What's, you're saying, like, what's Psha? That doesn't add up. So Netziv says something beautiful. Ina Kavana Mihu Shelo Avar Avodas Kochavim. The question wasn't, oh, Mila Hashem la afuke avodazara, because there weren't that many Jews being obed avodazara. Shari rov Yisrael lo avdu avodas kochavim. What was the question of Moshe Rabbeinu? Elami yodeya ba'atzmo shehu ach la Hashem. Mila Hashem elai means, who is for Hashem 100% without any other negios, without any other biases, who's ready to be, as he writes, limsor nafsho. Everything that this Jew does is totally and completely for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My friend once told me that life is like a downwards escalator. And you have to be pushing and you have to be going up and up and up. If you're not trying to go and attain greater heights, then mamela you're going down. So people could have said to Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, I wasn't Ovid, I didn't, you know, I wasn't dancing around the ego, I wasn't doing anything, I wasn't part of it.
You weren't doing anything.
Oh, exactly. You were a bystander. And the fact that you're a bystander is a raya brura that you weren't la Hashem. Because if you were 100% for Hashem, you would have been protesting, you would have been trying to do something. You would have been crying about it. But the fact that you stood on the side means nothing. And my friend pointed out, Rabbi Ari Mirzov, who's a Rebbe in Florida, in Miami, told me a beautiful vart last night. He sent me a Chassam Sofer on this pasuk as well. And the Chassam Sofer says, Vayei asu elav kol b'nei Levi, the end of this pasuk, right after Mila Hashem Elai. So all of b'nei Levi gathered there. So who do we know? Who is, you know, the most infamous member of Shevet Levi? Perhaps it's Korach. Mm-hmm. But the Chassam Sofer says that even Korach jumped on the bandwagon.
Right.
And he said, what are you guys doing? You can't be messing around with the Egel. All of Shevet Levi. Says the Chassam Sofer an amazing thing, because he says, when it comes to Hashem, we know Korach was fighting against Moshe, and he wanted Kavu for himself.
Yep,
but when it comes to Kvod Shemayim, that's different. And I think it's an amazing idea. Sometimes we fight regarding politics, and we fight regarding ideologies and Ashkafos. But at the end of the day, we play for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's what we need to remember. Mila Hashem Elai is who is playing for Hashem's team. There you go. Have a great Shabbos.